All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Leadership Call. As of today, after today's conference call, we are going to go to every other Sunday. So the next call will be on the 9th of August. So just kind of put that alert in your phone. And what we're also going to be working on is creating like subgroups within the team, like groups of five, and basically everybody will be like accountability partners to each other. Lulu and I are kind of hashing out the fine details of that and how it can work the best. But as you know, with anything, it becomes trial and error because that is how we grow. But the point is that we move forward as a leadership team and start breaking down a little bit more because we do want to hear from everybody. But the positive problem is that we're getting so big that Carlene just said she's trying to get in, but it's the phone line is acting up. So she's trying to get on it as well. But it's a positive problem because our team is getting so big in leadership, which is a great, great thing. So we're going to just break into like subgroups of, you know, 4 to 6 people. And with these groups, then, you know, you guys will kind of keep each other on track as accountability partners through that 2 weeks. And then basically you'll have the ability to kind of share what's working with each other. And then you'll have one person designated that will come on the call and kind of share what you guys have been doing as a subgroup. And the other thing that we're also opening to is interchanging those groups. So that way people can kind of grow and thrive off of each other as, you know, we're growing and changing. So, you know, we're going to kind of mix it up so that way we're all thriving off of each other because that was the whole point of this leadership group. You know, this is not a volunteer group. You know, all of you had said we came to you, we asked you if you wanted to be a part of the group, that we felt that you could kind of bring a lot to the group and, you know, kind of what is required of us as leaders is different from what's going on with our team. So the goal here is to everybody hash out a bunch of information, but we have to duplicate that within our teams. Being a leader, it means that we are going through the steps to success ourselves. So just make sure you guys that we don't fall into management mode. I know Marietta did that amazing video that one time about going Ruby, and I know that Juliana has diligently worked to duplicate that when she's training about talking, like constantly looking forward, but now you're just kind of looking backwards and kind of giving help to where we need. But the bottom line is there's no doubt that people do what we do. So if we're sitting around and not doing much, guess what's going to happen? Our team isn't going to do much. So, you know, there's a lot of promotions that were released, and we know that we've got, you know, basically, I believe, 48 hours from this point for those double points right now for distributors. And I know that, like, Cassandra Tibbetts is knocking it out, and Eileen, who is, you know, 6 weeks new with our team in Northern California, has got several people. Mm-hmm. She's actually looking to go Ruby before the end of the month. I know there's, Hannah's cousin, Ronit, is, you know, signing distributors and looking to maximize those points. And so just keep that in mind, you guys. We want to knock out that promotion. We posted those promotions on the page. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and maybe Leanne can give some insight. But I do believe that there will be some training on the, you know, having the new 100-day adventure tool and how we're going to be able to utilize that. I am positive there is going to be a training, a phone conference on that. I'm just hoping sooner than later. So we're not going to cover a bunch of that stuff now, but just kind of make sure you guys are checking on the It Works Global page so that way you guys are making sure that you are aware of, like, all kind of the promotions that are going on right now. And I have no doubt that Mark is going to throw more bones our way as we head into Christmas. He made it very clear that he's got some awesome stuff coming our way to help us thrive and just blow up the holidays leading us in to the new year of 2016. So, that kind of leads me into kind of where we want to go with some of the training. A lot of stuff I'm going to be reiterating, so please don't think this is my own material. I'm certainly stealing this from our training. So, you know, we want to talk about people that come to us and say, like, well, I know I don't have the time to do this business, or I'm a very busy person, and I just don't see how I could fit this in. You know, people do not do a business like this because they have all this time on their hands. We do this business so that ultimately we can gain that free time. And it is up to us as a distributor to open that perspective. You're trying to take somebody's train of thought, which has been day-to-day, week-to-week, paycheck-to-paycheck. And now we're asking them to kind of shift gears for the 20 minutes or however minutes you're in front of them with the party pad. So make sure that when somebody says, like, I'm just so busy, I just don't know how I could be a distributor, and just talking to them about the fact, like, okay, well, like, look, what's going on in your week, and write it down with them. And, okay, so in Sunday through the following Saturday, you have all these things going on, but where do you have an hour of time each one of these days that you could be the CEO of your business and kind of help start making the money to be able to stop having to work one or two jobs and freeing up that time and getting them to kind of expand their brain a little bit, giving them a sell for this, as Pam would say. So you guys have got to start doing that. You know, when we're sitting down with somebody, we have to remember that every person is a prospect. They're either a loyal customer prospect or they are a distributor prospect. And, you know, I want to make sure that you guys realize that, you know, there's a way that we can sit down with somebody and just read the party pad, but when we're talking about the distributorship side, having them kind of asking those questions of, hey, you know, on this chart, just assuming they're going to be a distributor, on this annual earnings chart, where would this, what number do you see on here that would make your life free up more time? Maybe quitting a second job or literally being able to rewire themselves from their full-time job. What number on here can make you do that? It is up to us to get them thinking bigger because, remember, they're in the monotony of their day. They're in the monotony of their week and their months, and they're thinking 1 week vacation a year or 2 weeks of vacation a year and a paycheck. They're thinking of all the bills that they have piled up and the food they have to get on the table with their kids. So we want to help them to dream a little bit bigger and to think beyond that, okay? I'm going to kind of move into some of the stuff that we're posting on Facebook, and I'm certainly guilty of this. I think sometimes I get so excited that I instantly go to my Facebook page and I start selling distributorship to everybody. And John Eric, as you, many of you have seen him, he really hammers about the stop, capital letter, stop selling distributorships on your personal page. Make sure that you guys are passing this to your team too. I know, like, I see many people doing it. Again, I'm guilty for it myself, but keep a tab on your team. Keep yourself in check. People join us because they want an adventure. They want more freedom. They want a wiggle room. It's not like one day they all of a sudden go, you know, I have an extra $100. I'm going to become a distributor with It Works. That's not what people are doing. What they're seeing is they're seeing post by Leanne and how she has more time with her kids and she's taking these wonderful adventures to Florida or she's doing all these amazing things. And gosh, she's got, you know, post and she's got a volleyball team and she's with her kids and she's on these vacations. And they're buying into that adventure and that freedom. That's what's going to get people to embrace your business and embrace what It Works can do for them. Because the bottom line is that people want more adventure in their life. Why? Because think about where you were at before It Works. Try to take yourself back to that moment before you even knew It Works was on the horizon, on the map, or even in God's mind for you. You were going to work every day or going to school. You were taking care of your families or doing what you were doing, and you were going to your jobs and, you know, doing those things, and you weren't, you know, we're going paycheck to paycheck. That's unfortunately how most Americans live, but you didn't have this on your radar until somebody put the wrap on you and they talked to you about having more money and having more freedom, and you saw that possibility. Think about that when you're sitting down with a brand new person and humble yourself for that moment, or as Mark has been saying lately, shumble yourself, super humble yourself, and kind of remember what it was like to be completely brand new and not knowing anything. You know, so please stop. We want to stop selling It Works distributorships on our website. Did you guys, I did not know this, and I'm pretty sure most of us did not know this, but the average person in North America will be exposed to 5,000 advertisements in a day. Now, I don't know if you guys are muted or not, but if you want to respond to that, I think that's an astounding number. I can tell you right now, at Green Carpet, everybody was completely blown away by that. And one day, one of your friends is seeing 5,000 ads be through their day, okay? So that's the whole point about stop advertising this business. But please be an adventure, because that's what's going to draw people into your world. Because in their world, they may have some joy and some happiness and maybe no freedom. And they're going to be drawn into that. Gosh, it's like, really? She's making money and she's being able to go and do this? You mean she's working this business from her phone 10 hours a week and she's making $1,200 a month? I mean, that's what people are going to be pulled into, you know? So just making sure that you keep in mind that people aren't going to buy into your advertisement on the phone and or on the Facebook or on Instagram, but what they will buy into and what they will embrace is that exciting part of the life that they want, because the bottom line is people want more adventure in their life. I want to encourage everybody, as John Eric encouraged us, to make sure that you guys are using those emojis when you're posting something on Facebook or on Instagram. Use those emojis, because the fact that we see 5,000 ads, you know, basically what's happening is people are looking at this post and they see all these words. But the bottom line is that we process 60,000 times faster pictures than we do words. That's why emojis are so great. So if you look at John Eric's post, you'll see he'll have like, you know, I'm taking a trip with my mother, and he shows an airplane, you know, and we're heading back to her home country, which is actually Norway, and, you know, he shows maybe the Norwegian flag. You know, you just using those emojis, because what happens is people open it up, they see the words, and then they see all these pictures, and that's what gets them in there. Pictures process 60,000 times faster than words. So when people see a very long post and it's all words, they're more likely to pass it up and not even pay attention to it. Whoever's not on mute, can you please mute yourself? Yep, I'm talking to you. Mute yourself, please. Thank you. So just keep in mind that we want to have shorter messages with emojis. And that is what's going to get people to kind of be captivated by what you're posting, something about freedom and excitement. That's what's going to get their attention and help them to engage the post. There are only three things, and three things only, we should ever be posting about when it comes to social media, no matter if we're a distributor or if we're an ambassador. No matter if we're making brand new and we haven't made any money yet, or if we're an ambassador making $500,000 a year. Those three things are friendship, fun, and freedom. And that is it. Friendship, fun, and freedom. Because people want to have more fun, more friendships, and more freedom. That's what people want in their life. But they get stuck to their job because they have to go to their job, and they're married to that job because they have bills. Okay, and they have debt. And the only way they can put food on the table is by going to that job. So, but when you're posting about all the friendships that you're making, so let's break that down a little bit. Friendship. Post pictures about what the human soul and what the spirit is missing, is how John Eric described that. What is the human soul and the spirit missing? There may be a person out there who would love to have more friendships, but yet they're working 60 hours a week, and they don't have the ability to be able to do something like that. Do you need something, Samuel?
I'm just trying, Mom.
That's fantastic. Thanks, buddy. So just making sure, I hope you guys are taking notes, but post about that friendship, because that's what people want. Even the person who's really, really quiet and shy, you know, the human soul and the spirit are missing friendship. Let's expand a little bit more on fun. Don't be boring. Post fun pics is what John Eric said about living life. In The Secret, which many of you are keep hearing about this book, and if you haven't started reading it, start reading it, man. It is phenomenal. And it's already just immensely changed my life, and I'm only like about 10 pages in, and I can see how much it's changed things. But post fun things, like do your day-to-day stuff. You're going out with a bunch of your friends, and you guys are out at a bar, you know, especially you guys who are in your 20s and you're going out with your friends. That's awesome. But you know what? Somewhere in all that, show yourself with all your friends and you're holding up a Blitz card. And all your friends, hey, these are your friends. Have them get in on it. Because that's what they're seeing when you're doing that. They're seeing you literally build your business, and you're doing it while you're out going to a club, or you're out going out for mom's night, or you're going out golfing for your weekly thing, or you're going out for your scrapbooking, or you're going out for your whatever that, what's it called? Stephanie does that. Somebody chime in, I forget what it's called, but that club that she does, that's really great. I forget what you guys play, but you know what I'm saying. Like, post, make things fun, you know. You're going to the grocery store and, you know, your kid's riding on one of those little machines on the outside and, you know, somebody's walking by and you take a picture of you, like, blitzing them or something. Things that are really fun and just having fun with that. You don't always have to be blitzing them, you know. Maybe you're wearing your It Works shirt, but the bottom line is just, having people see that you're living life, okay, because in the Secret it says that the best way to have success is to live your life and implement success within that life. So live your life, right? And how it works is enhancing your life and making sure that, you know, I'm so grateful I get to go out with my friends tonight. I didn't have to work because of this extra money that I'm making with my It Works business, you know, and posting a picture with you out with your friends, stuff like that. Talk a little bit more about freedom. This is astounding to me. And literally when John Eric said this, I felt my heart almost sink a little bit. There are more Americans this year that will declare bankruptcy than will have a heart attack.
Wow.
There are more Americans this year that will declare bankruptcy than have a heart attack.
Wow.
I got the goosebumps. And every time I say it, I get the goosebumps. Post about freedom and it works, and providing for their family. Post when you talk about the freedom that you have, you know, Stephanie, you went on this 2-week long, and I know you didn't have reception while you were out, but it's like, you know, sometimes when I go camping, I'm really lucky and I get reception. And I post about us being on a camping trip and all these people that are around, and I'm so grateful that I get this time with my family and I don't have to be at a job. You know, it's like, it's okay. I mean, people want to see the freedom that this company is giving you. And listen, I don't care if you're a distributor and you're making an extra $72 a month with this company. That $72 is buying you a gas tank. Post about it. You know, tell your people to post about that. Okay? If you're a double diamond, you know, and you're in whatever it is, your rank, you know, post about the freedom that something is buying you. You know, we kind of get, you know, we'll do things like our payday. We get payday at It Works, man. Post it on your personal page, you know. I'm so excited because my payday from It Works is going to pay this bill, this bill, this bill, and allow me to do this with my family. That's the freedom. And when people see that over a certain amount of time, at one point they're going to have a bad day at work and they're going to finally say, enough is enough. But gosh, look at that freedom, you know, that Laura gets with this. I want some of that freedom. And look at how much fun that Laura's having while she's doing this, while she's working. I mean, that's the bottom line is you guys got, you know, we got to be posting about the freedom. So I want to challenge all of you, just like John Eric challenged all of us at Green Carpet, to say yes to adventure. Embrace adventure. How many of you have seen that movie, Yes Man? Jim Carrey plays this guy who has this marriage that goes terribly south because he becomes this hermit. He says no to everything. He becomes this boring dope. And then all of a sudden he has a buddy who comes to him and says, you got to go to this seminar, you know, and say yes to it. Say yes, say yes, say yes. And he goes to this amazing seminar of this guru guy that's the yes man. And he teaches him how Jim Carrey how to say yes. And now I'm not telling you guys to say yes to everything. Don't go jump off a cliff because somebody says that's going to be fun. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. We all learn that if you've seen the movie. But say yes to adventure. Say yes to things that you normally wouldn't say yes to. I can tell you right now, I'm a homebody. I am not entirely, and maybe some of you will be a little bit taken back by this, but I am not entirely comfortable being around people I do not know. I get really sweaty armpits, like to the point where it seeps through my shirt. It is not sexy, I assure you. I get nervous around lots of people. But I tell you what, the more I have started saying yes to things that I would normally say no to, the more I've started stretching myself and adventure and just embracing it, the happier I've become. The more exciting I feel like I've become as a person, my self-esteem is going up. You know, I can assure you, being a double diamond is not what's built my self-esteem. Can somebody just please cut that off?
I'm here.
I know, but can you mute it, please? Whoever's there, I just get tons of feedback, and it's actually hurting my ears. Please mute it. I'm going to challenge all of you, please start saying yes to adventure. And you think you're about ready to say no, think about it for a second and say yes, because you never know where it's going to lead you. And I assure you, God knows in your heart that you want to be an ambassador with this company. And if that's truly what you want, you have to start acting like an ambassador, okay? Ambassadors are not losers. They're saying yes to things, you know. They're doing the things, you know, that others aren't doing. They're getting their butt off the couch and not watching TV. They're not buying their own excuses. You know, they're not saying they can't do something. They're saying, you know what? I'm a solution-oriented person, and I love adventure. I'm going to find a way to make this work. That's what winners are doing. And winners are the ones who become the ambassadors, you guys. That's the bottom line. Now, I assume all of you who are on this call have the grit and the tenacity and the desire to become an ambassador. So proclaim that you are an ambassador and start living your day today like you're an ambassador. Why? Because as The Secret says, the universe and God will provide, and guess what? You will become an ambassador. How do I know that? Because Major Jones did it. She went to her first conference as a Ruby. She walked out of there. She drew the line in the sand, and she said, I am waking up tomorrow, and I am an ambassador. 12 months later, she was an ambassador. She put in the work. She said yes to adventure. She said yes to things that would stretch her. She said yes to more parties and yes to launching people. She didn't worry about the bullshit semantics, people. She gathered the people. She got the rap on them, and she just went. And everything else will take care of itself, and you have to have faith in that. So be a winner, because winners are the only ones that are going to climb through those ranks. Bottom line, okay? So say yes to adventure. Nikki's bailing. She's like, I'm out of here. Too noisy out there. There's been some changes. One thing that we're pretty excited about is everybody knows about the myitworks.com. Now they're changing that to It Works. So if you go to www.itworks.com, so you would be like your username.itworks.com. Your myitworks is still going to be functioning. However, just know that now it's itworks.com, so it would be productcoach.itworks.com. You know, your username, like I'm nmarshall.itworks.com. So just, you know, kind of make a note of that, that that's kind of where they're going. They're going to be obviously having that still accessible with the My It Works, but everything is going to be itworks.com now, which is great because it's great for our loyal customers, because what they were finding is that loyal customers were going to itworks.com and not finding it and then not knowing how to get to, you know, something so simple as logging into their page. So they've made it works either way, My It Works or It Works, okay? So make a note of that. Let's talk a little bit about signing that new distributor and the success process. The whole goal when we have a new distributor is getting them that win, right? We got to get that win. Think about when you're brand new and that first person you put the wrap on. That's a win, okay? Your confidence goes up. I remember with Tina getting that wrap on Tara, and Tara, you know, Tina was like, okay, well, that was actually pretty simple and fun. You know, we got her a win. That's a good thing. You got to be hand in hand with your people. You know, maybe Leanne and I have not reiterated enough. Maybe we haven't made a good enough example, but that's changing now. When you sign up a new distributor, that is your project. Your goal is to get them as many wins as you can in 45 to 60 days, as many wins as you can, okay? We're not doing binders, people. No more binders. We've talked about this. No binders. When I got started, when Leanne got started, Tiffany didn't do any binders for us. She said, you go into your E-Suite, okay? You're going to print your Steps to Success. You're going to do your Training Academy and print that workbook. You're going to print your hundreds list, and that's what we were given, okay? And then Tiffany said, okay, now the next thing that you and Leanne are going to do is we're going to gather four loyal customers. You guys got to find four people that are willing to use one of these products for 3 months and give you some feedback. So when you're sitting down with a brand new person, sit down with them with their steps to success and say, who are five people that you know that you can call and say that you've partnered with It Works, a health and wellness company, and you're looking to have them try one product for 3 months and give them their feedback, and that they are even welcome to try three different products if they want, but just one product minimum for 3 months and give their feedback. 3 months makes a loyal customer, okay? Help them get those wins. You work with them. You sponsor them. You work with them, okay? We give birth to a child. We don't put them out there and say, okay, like, here's a bottle. Figure it out. No, we don't. We are teaching them to become a very successful distributor. We are teaching them to fish, okay? So that training academy, the steps to success, we've got that color coding for the hundreds list, and I love it. And it is making all the difference in the world because it's allowing brand new distributors to go in and discern how they're going to approach certain people, okay? And it's our job to go through that with them and help them do that. That's our job as a sponsor. When Denise Walsh is sitting down with people, if you guys have ever seen her posts on her page, she is somewhere at a Starbucks or somewhere at their house or they're at her house and she's got her computer out and she's got the steps of success in front of them, their hundreds list in front of them. She's got the training board book on the table and she's got her computer open and helping them log into their e-suite. She's coaching them. You guys, if you don't want to mentor people, this is the wrong business for you. Okay, if you don't want to mentor people, this is the wrong business for you. This isn't sign somebody up and sit back and watch what they do. This isn't like a sink or swim business. It is, but it isn't. In their first 45 to 60 days, see how many wins you can get that person and make it a personal challenge for yourself. Awesome. I got this person 10 wins this week. Maybe it's four blitzes and five new loyal customers and three booked parties. How high is their confidence? How much do they feel like, oh, my gosh, like I can absolutely do this? Get them the wins, okay? Make it a challenge. People don't need their distributor kit to have success here. And you need to start telling our brand new people that too. They don't need to have a distributor kit, especially right now with the back order going on with the distributor kits. The back order is happening because of those mini defining gels, which is going to come to an end at the end of the month. But the bottom line is it's happening right now. So people aren't getting their kits for 7 to 14 days, and that's unfortunate. But you know what? When you're a billion-dollar brand and you're growing at what like the rate we are, there's going to be hiccups. But that's a positive problem, and your perspective is going to determine their perspective. So if you go in there and you say, you know what, and they say, how fast am I going to get my distributor kit? You know, right now we're just going through so much growth that the kits are on back order. But listen, that's not a problem because you got your e-suite now. And you can print your, you know, loyal customer order forms. You can print your distributor order form. We can print your hundreds list and your steps to success. And you know what? That box of wraps that you got coming, that's okay. I got a box of wraps. I know where you live. We can use this to get the wrap on people. Nothing here is meant to stop you. So let's make it a challenge, new person that I'm sponsoring. We're going to make it a challenge to see how many wins we can get you in 72 hours. Okay, so who's five people that you know that you can tell you've partnered with It Works, a health and wellness company, and you need five people that will try at least one product for 3 months and give your feedback. That's what we're doing with them. Okay, they don't need to know everything else. They don't need to know how to work their e-suite. They don't need to know. They just need to know that it's a resource, and they need to know how to log in. Okay, that's what they need to know at the beginning. That term, less is more, completely applies to a brand new person. When I was brand new, I didn't know anything. I went to my first party expecting five people. There were 10. I was shaking in my boots. I didn't have information on the products. I didn't even really know on how to promote the products because the only two products I had used were the greens and the wraps. So I spent my time as I did basically It book or our It catalog at that time. We didn't have the party pad. I got the wrap on people. I took their before and after pictures, you know. At that time, we measured them. Of course, we don't do that now. And then after that, I went to the table, and all 10 of these people were sitting around the table, and I sat at the head of the table, and I opened up my IT catalog, which went just like the party pad. It went through to the steps to success or to the products, and I said, you know, I haven't had a chance to use all these products, but I caught a couple really great stories for you ladies, but this, the wraps, these are my results, and I showed them my picture. This is the Fat Fighter demo. I did that. Why? Because that's what Tiffany did when I met with her. She did the Fat Fighter demo. She had me try the defining gel. You know, she had me look at, you know, if you want, have them look at some of the vitals and see, like, you know, just things like that, you know, just keeping it really, really simple. But I never, outside of Tiffany sitting down with me and Leanne and me seeing what Tiffany did, I never saw a party before, and I didn't have anybody helping me. But I was confident enough, as nervous as I was, because I saw Tiffany do it once. And I thought, like, okay, like, how bad can it be? I can wing this. So I went and I winged it. And guess what? 9 people signed up as loyal customers. Because I went in there assuming they were going to do one thing or another. They're going to sign up as a loyal customer. They're signing up as a distributor. So when I was all done with, you know, basically, quote-unquote, the spiel, I basically said, okay, like, here are the loyal customer forms. Just go through and pick which products that you want to start with. If you have questions on any of them, let me know. I wasn't like, oh, do you want a form to become a loyal customer? I just put it in front of them and had them start filling it out. Because when you assume the sale is as good as done. Now, they could have said, oh, no, I'm going to wait and I just don't really want to do anything. But they didn't. Perhaps it was because I was so feigning my confidence up there. So be aware that you guys have just got to, you know, be willing to keep it really simple for new people. So that way they can say, okay, well, this is what Tina did with me at my first Fat Fighter. She put the wrap on me, okay, and then we talked about the defining gel, and, you know, I saw the Fat Fighter demo, and, you know, I don't even think I did the Fat Fighter demo for Tina the first time, which was shame on me because I started to see that get duplicated in her team. So see how fast that happens, and I had to go back to Tina and say, no, you got to start doing that demo or at least showing a video about it if you don't have any Fat Fighters on you, but letting people see that demo, you know. So keeping it simple, because then they're going to say, you know, I can do that. I can go put the wrap on people and just show them these things and just read that. Okay, keeping it silly, stupid, stupid, silly, simple, or however that goes. You know, just keep it very simple for people and giving them a little bit less, because the bottom line is it's too much information. It's going to overwhelm them, and, you know, they're just it's going to be too much, because all we care about right now is that they're gathering people, booking parties, getting 3 friends to book some parties and booking facial parties or, you know, whatever it is, or opening up their home and having friends come over for product, you know, they can try some of the products, you know, whatever it is, but getting them those wins. That's incredibly important. So, man, I'm on, can you tell I just came back from a green carpet? Now, I have something that I'm going to end with, but I wanted to open it up to anybody else who was at the green carpet if I've missed something that you feel that would be pertinent to add to this. So please, you know, the powers that be, open it up.
Nicole, can I just say something? This is Stephanie, about your your segment on yes. This is a little bit different, but it just really, really woke me up. There's a couple of you know that I had a pretty rough weekend over here, and my girlfriend had passed away this weekend in a car accident. And two days before she left, she invited me to a premier jewelry party, and I thought, oh, my gosh, if I go to one more of these dang parties. And something kept telling me, you've got to, like Nicole, what you said, I am a homebody, and it takes me everything to, like, get out of my house. Not that I'm a hermit, it's just I'm not a big people person. So I'm working on that as well. I went to this party, and I even told Robin, she's like, just go. You're overthinking it, just go. And I thought, wow, there's going to be a lot of potentials here. So I went, and, of course, it opened the door wide open to a ton of girls because they were talking about Shakeology. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, I got to get them before they get on Shakeology. And what really woke me up though is I got to see her and spend time with her 2 days, you know, before she left on her vacation and passed. And that has that has woke me up to so many things with my family, with my business. Like, what is a today, not tomorrow, Team TNT?
Yep.
That has just really made me go, oh, crap, quit putting things off and just say yes. So I just wanted to kind of comment on that.
And I'm so grateful that you did that for the most obvious reason, okay, that goes without saying, but because you also saved these lovely women from going on a horrible project, I'm hoping to.
I know.
But, oh, what a horrible product. I'm glad that you had that epiphany. That is so important. And I promise you, I mean, I'm sure it just completely resonated, and I'm really grateful that you shared that because that is very important. You know, it's just...
I think we overthink things and just say, yeah, just do it. Oh, my gosh. And it really, that was a big wake-up call for me.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm sorry at that expense, but, yeah, I'm sorry. But
thank you.
But very good.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody...
I get the message.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, I'm actually... Nicole, I'm raising my hand, which is really kind of scary. I'm like, you can't obviously see me. This is Robin, but I'm raising my hand to speak.
Yes, Robin.
Yes, thank you very much. It's my turn. Steph, I'm so glad. Well, anyways, you and I will talk. I won't go on with that one. A couple of things that I want to add. Nicole, by the way, you took what we did at Green Carpet and you put it, adding your parts into it too. Wow. I'm so glad that this is being, that Leanne's recording this because it really, I don't know if we want to piece it down, but everybody, all of our distributors should be listening to this because you did it perfectly. So thank you. One thing, or a few things actually that I want to add in was, a gal named Kim, she was up, and she was talking about something we've heard a lot, which is you can't motivate your team, but you can inspire them. And she also talked about, or you can inspire by your actions, but she said to completely avoid comparison, because comparison equals fear and doubt. And she said to just keep looking forward, don't look to the left, and don't look to the right. That it's your own, and just talks about your own journey. Another thing the Dunns were talking about is if you're feeling like things are chaotic in your life and chaotic in your business and that it's not moving, that's a very nice time to take a step back and say, I need to keep it simple. I need to go through and do my steps to success. The reason that your business isn't moving and the reason why it's chaotic is because you're not working your business the right way. Let's see. And then the other thing, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, Nicole, was marriage and business and the conscious coupling and the tips that came from that. Is that something you're going to talk about tonight or at a different time?
I wasn't going to touch on that, but if you have some tips that you want to add, before you get to that, though, I just want to kind of repeat what you said about when you're about the, you know, chaotic business and a chaotic life and taking a step back. I want that all to kind of just seep in with everybody for a minute because that is incredibly poignant. I mean, that's so, so incredibly important, being able to just step back and knowing that that chaos is existing. And that is that's a tip I'm so glad you just shared because I actually didn't even hear that. So maybe I was writing something down when that was said. I'm not sure. But I'm so glad that you added that because I want that to seep in with everybody because I do think that business can get chaotic and life can get chaotic. And I do think we need to step back, take a deep breath, you know, maybe meditate or say a prayer with God and just kind of ask for him to kind of slow down everything for you and to just kind of maybe stare at a blank wall and just try to kind of see what's in front of you from outside as opposed to being right in the middle of it and just kind of stepping back. And that's, I just want that to seep with everybody for a second because I get probably one or two calls a week from somebody in the team saying, I just feel so crazy. Like, I feel like my schedule is everywhere and I'm going here and I'm going there. That's when we need to step back. And ultimately, those people that I'm getting the calls from, it's not chaotic in a good way. It's chaotic in an active way, not in a in a productive way. So let that seep for just a second, and then if you want to, Robin, give some tips from the coupling, that's great.
Can I add something to that?
Leanne. Mm-hmm.
I actually, you know, my favorite pastor, I listen to him a lot on the ride home, and something that came across that he had said that goes along with that is that we experience our perspective. And so when I heard that, whoa, that hit me, and it's kind of the same kind of thing. We are focused, and we're focusing on chaos, and we're focusing on going in our, we have to look, just like you said, Nicole, take a step back, because we sometimes we're only experiencing our perspective because we look what's around us instead of taking that step outside of that. And so if we're focused, what we're focusing on. And so
yeah,
if we see with people or situations and stuff like that, and because where perspective is, we're experiencing it through that perspective instead of what is really the truth.
Right.
There could be, so the same, he said this was really cool. He's like, truth are very,
hey, Leanne, your phone is cutting out terribly.
Sorry, I had a, can you hear me now? Can you guys hear me now?
What?
Is it better?
What?
I feel like I'm on a commercial. What?
You need to get like a gigantic hanger or an antenna or something. But...
No, geez. I'm standing here and I'm like surrounded by 12 cows like looking at me.
maybe that's the problem.
That's my perspective.
In the Wi-Fi. That's my perspective right now. 12 cows. Okay. Can you close your eyes and have the perspective of a bunch of cell phone towers around you?
But, and it's so true. I feel like sometimes when we, just like when we say we can't sign up loyal customers, we can't sign up distributors, that's because that's where our perspective is. And the fact, that might be a fact, but it's not the truth. Does that make sense? So
it makes a lot of sense. Did you hear that
so,
one,
I heard that. So, and,
is there
but it's
echo
like with,
in the house?
But it's like with any situation, right? Any situation and any person that we're with or what we're doing, you know, whether we get ourselves frustrated because of situations or we get things, it's because we're looking through it as a perspective and we might be looking at it as a factual base and not the truth base. So, all right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robin.
I love that. I love that.
No, it's
I love
great.
That.
So before I talk about the marriage part, I just found my other page. And please tell me if my kids in the pool are too noisy. I'm trying to watch them because I kind of don't want them to drown. but when you're, in the time, Nicole, that they were talking about when John Eric was talking about that there's more bankruptcies than heart attacks, there was a couple ahas I had. That technology is an accelerator to our business. Another one was that debt drowns dreams. And for me, that is something I want to keep in my head when I'm talking to people because I'm not a huge dreamer. And having that debt, it takes away your dreams. And then he talks about his mom and how he couldn't add life to her days, that he could – he couldn't add days to her life, but he could add life to her days. And I think when we're posting on Facebook, keeping that, and sorry, Steph, that probably hit a little too hard. Adding life to our days as well, because we don't know if our days, you know, we don't know how long we're here. We don't know what we have to do, but having that attitude of like, okay, I'm at Costco with my kids right now. My child is being Tarzan. And I could get really mad at him, except for that he's adding life to his day. Like, he's making himself happy. And if we have that childlike enthusiasm about life and posting on Facebook and things like that, for me, that was just really to embrace our childness. And it went with a book that I'm reading called Boy's Life, and it's gigantic. But one of the things that the grandpa told him was that a teacher told him, but that people don't really grow up they harden like clay. And as you get to be an adult, and I'll send it to you guys. I'll take a screenshot of it. But as you get older, you want to be able to go run around naked in the pool, actually, ironically, like my child's about to do right now. And but you can't, because there's too much that holds you back. You harden like clay. I think if we keep that perspective when we're posting on Facebook, that we need to just be full of joy and freedom in life. So sorry, that's just sort of a little tangent, but.
No, it's not. Clearly it's not, because you just gave Stephanie a massive aha, and you gave me too. So
I'm like bawling my eyes out over here, I think.
Sorry. I'll bring the wine tomorrow. And he says to say yes to adventure, but when he talks about it, when John Eric was talking about adventure, it was every little thing, like you were talking about, Nicole. It's adventure at the grocery store. It's adventure when your kids are in the pool. It's the adventure of my son playing football with his underwear right now in the pool. But those are those things. Those kids, and you can look at your kids, and all of us can look at our children or a niece or a nephew or what, and you can see that. Like, we should be doing that. We should be having fun, because that's what we forget to do. And then the last thing John Eric talked about was that we have hope wrapped in health. And I loved that phrase too, hope wrapped in health. And that's what It Works is. So, ta-ta-da.
Wow.
I'm glad I took notes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was deep. Mark even took notes. Excuse me one moment. Hey, Justin, can you stop playing football with his underwear? James?
I don't like the
Or baseball. Put your clothes on, James.
Oh, my God, it's been so boring without you.
Okay, so then a couple of things. They did a hashtag of conscious coupling, and this was huge also for us because Mark was there. Little things, I can send these to you guys, but making time to date your spouse, make time to invest in your family. We invest in our business, but we need to invest in our spouses. We need to invest in our family. Dave and Debbie Sasek talked about finding your roles, and they had a panel of people, and they were on it. But that roles can be interchangeable, that we need to communicate with. And so
we're losing you, honey.
Can you hear me okay?
Did you put the phone in the pool?
No, I leaned backwards. Is that better?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Instead of looking at it as like, dang, he didn't do the dishes, just going and doing the dishes, and you just do, if also husband and wife can have that, like, do what needs to be done attitude, that there, you know, that this is, you know, when you're bringing in this business, that there is a lot of change, and that was a lot of it with conscious coupling, is that you need to embrace that change and find your role. And that husbands, usually it's the husband, they need to find the vision of the company. They need to see the vision of the company, but we can't make them see that. They have to come to see it on their own, just like we had to come to see it on our own as when we entered the business. And it's kind of evolved. Let's see. There are some other little tippy tips. See if there's anything. One of the great things, your kids are watching you, so hold hands. Get rid of pride. Who cares where the money comes from? And that goes into the network marketing part, which is another thing. But to turn off your phone sometimes and to focus on your spouse and kids. And then Mark and I's favorite one is on Sunday night or whatever night you want, that you have a family calendar and you take a few minutes to go over it with each other. So that even though we all have calendars, we need to make sure that we're communicating and saying, hey, Monday I've got a wrap party. Friday we're gonna go out on a date. You know, Tuesday's soccer practice. But really not just putting it up there or having it, but actually discussing it. So.
Exactly.
Amazing.
The conscious coupling was really, really cool, and Mike and Tiffany Petillo had that, leaded that. and, you know, really talking about, you know, establishing expectations. You know, it's like, you know, maybe your spouse or your boyfriend hasn't seen a bigger part of the business yet. He just knows what you're doing when you're at home and when you're gone. And the bottom line is that if he and you're at home and he sees that, you know, he is experiencing your perspective. So if you come home and you're like all pissy about a party you just came from, and yes, we want to be able to vent to our partner, but you know what? Until your spouse sees the bigger perspective of the company, it might be better just to keep it for your upline, you know, or your accountability partner, and not so much where your husband can hear it all. Like, Matt's been to enough events to where he knows when I'm upset about something, he knows how to talk me off the ledge because he's been around, he gets on calls, he, you know, he sees that stuff, and so he knows that you're going to have frustrating moments. But, you know, establishing expectations with, you know, just like, listen, it's like I'm going to this party, so what I'm going to need from you to help me to be successful was, you know, is doing this. The one thing I also want to hit on, and then, you know, whoever else wants to share from Green Carpet, is when Amber Parker, Amber and Josh Parker, you guys know we had Amber Parker on one of our calls. A month later, she went, a month or two later, she went ambassador. Amber, Josh said this. He says, if you want to see the best version of your wife, you know, then basically support her in this business and help her thrive in this business. And when he said that, I wish I would have written it down right when he said it and gotten his exact verbiage, but you get the gist of it. You guys are yet to see the best version of yourself, because the bottom line is when you don't have that debt and your dreams are coming true and you see your family thriving and you can do those things, you are literally, when you've gone through all that shit to get to ambassador, because you guys were going to go through shit. Okay, and we can either do it together or we can try to flail around and do it individually. But we're going through all that shit from diamond to double diamond, or even from ruby to emerald to diamond. So we do it together and we go through all that stuff together. The bottom line is that you guys are going to see the best versions of yourself, and it's going to only make you better and greater. And I loved when Josh said that about Amber, about him, her being the best version, and just how much it's impacted his love and respect for her, because he supported her along the way. He didn't talk her down. You know, he didn't disqualify her feelings and what she needed from him. And because of that, he is rewarded with the most beautiful version of his wife that he could have ever prayed for. So, you know, I thought that was really, really beautiful.
Darn it. They didn't speak on Friday. Darn it. I didn't get to hear that. I'm so glad
they didn't. Oh, good.
No.
Well, I'm glad you got to hear that. So that was nice.
That's
but
awesome.
Go ahead. No, that's okay.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say one thing that I really got out of the Conscious Company, and I think it will help a lot of us on the phone. And I, you know, I've been having this kind of aha moment, and that's kind of something I already knew. So you guys all know my husband and what they talked about. My husband will probably never, ever be that person that's going to help me do this business. And when I mean by help, I mean, like, do the business. You know what I mean? He's just not the person that's going to be out there getting loyal customers, although he has in the past, but not. That's just not going to be a forte. He's not going to be sitting on conference calls with the Bro panel, or, you know, he's not going to be doing that stuff. But one thing that gave me an aha moment is finding what this business can do for him. And something that we, and it was really funny mm-hmm. that it happened while we were at Green Carpet, was because we just had talked about this like a couple weeks ago, where, you know, if we retire our husbands, we can't all expect and assume that they're going to come in this business and do this business with us. And I know, like, some of us would really want that and think that's like, oh, that's so great. They're like such a power couple. That would be so awesome to do this with my husband. But for us, we're looking at kind of a goal, and it kind of hit me because, you know, if Scott retires, he's, you know, and that's one of our goals is rewiring him not to, you know, work but do what he wants to do. He's not going to be doing this business, but what he can do is, what does he want to do? What is his dream of doing something? And you know, maybe it is going back to building like he wants, but building because he wants to, not because he has to, or
you know, we, and today it was really funny because he leases out some of his machinery, his construction. He's not in construction as deep as he used to be, but he leases it out and he's making a better paycheck off of leasing out his money than he was working, swinging a hammer. And so that was kind of an aha moment for me there to see, oh my gosh, like, that is it. That is something that I can do for him. Like, I can let him, you know, rewire himself, and he can do that as a side. And it was funny because I came home and we kind of talked a little bit about it today, and he was like, yeah, I could totally see that. He goes, I would have to buy another trailer and another truck and probably another this. And I was like, yeah, totally. And yeah, that's what your time should be. And so sometimes we have to have the perspective of what we really want to out of the future of why are we rewiring our husbands, and knowing that they may want to be rewired, and think that, you know, sometimes they're going to be playing of not knowing what to do either if the business isn't what they want to do. So that
exactly.
was something out of the power couple. And I know a lot of us have that, and it's like, you know, I've had that conversation with Marietta, you know, we all know Nelson, and like, she's just like, yeah, he's not going to, we're not going to be that power couple. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not going to be the power couple on stage, but what he can be is be the best version of him. Like, we can be the best version of us in this business, but he can be the best version of him, too, because of what we do.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
I'm pretty sure that's, you know, Juliana's husband going to grad school, and he loves going to school, and, you know, and maybe that's something that he just wants to be able to do. And I'm not even sure Matt wants to completely rewire from being an attorney, but, you know, I mean, that's I'm glad you reiterated that, Lulu, because that really is important to understand, because Matt has like zero desire to be a power couple. He will do whatever he can do to support me in this business. He'll be happy to go on stage with me. He'll be happy to do a blog because he's a fantastic writer and he understands blogs. But he has no desire to put a rap on a girl or even a guy. He's, you know, none of that. He'll hand out Blitz cards, but like, and I was really happy to hear that too, that it's okay to not be that power couple, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, and I'm so glad Scott's thriving from that, because you could hear his wheels started spinning and he started maximizing his dreams, which is fantastic. Just fantastic.
Yes. And the last thing that I wanted, I just wanted to finish up, and then you can finish up the call. But, you know, I know, like, what we all know, that we get kind of like these refocusing moments on when we go to any corporate event or we go to something. And I can tell you that the one thing that they kept reiterating is that the success over and over, it was like the common theme, right, throughout every day. It's like, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
This is all I did. And every single ambassador that was up there was like, you know what? When we just started focusing on the substance of that, forget about all of the other junk that, like, can come with it. Everything really falls back to substance of success. Like, we all have these tools. We all have the tools to do something, but it really comes back to substance of success. And meaning, what I mean by that is, okay, so, yeah, we have the Ruby checklist that we created, right? But that's not really, that's just a tool to help you get focused on your loyal customers and distributors. And that's something to help your team get focused on loyal customers and distributors. And so know that everything that we have always leads back to doing that sub-success and putting it up. So that was fun. And I don't know if you can hear it in Nicole's voice and my voice and some of the other ones, but, you know, Nicole and I think we kind of both had a breakthrough. I know, like, being called out by our upline a little bit and making sure our focus is at is, like, you know, there's so much more that we can be doing and where we need to go and where we need to get you guys at. And so I know that we're super focused, and that's what we're looking for, is with all of these things that we're talking about, is just making sure that we're helping our team get focused and getting focused on the right things. Because I know that the worst thing that you can do is kind of feel complacency and feeling like, hey, I want to go here and I want to go there. And I know that Nicole and I have got a new fire in our belly and a refocus and a revision, and we just want to help that for you guys also.
Absolutely, and that's very well put. I mean, this is ultimately not about us. It's about your guys' dreams. And by helping all of you say yes to adventure, say yes to dreaming big, ultimately, in the end, we will be rewarded not only with the best versions of who you all can be, but also the best version of who Leanne and I know that we are meant to be. So I want to leave you with this. If we are not dreaming, we are teaching our children not to dream. If we are living in survival mode, we are teaching our kids to simply survive. So dream big, say yes to adventure, and help your family change their perspective on dreaming by dreaming together. We love you all. We love you all. We are always here for you. We will probably post this recording on Team 212 because I do see the value in doing that. And we are always accessible to you guys. So please utilize us. And I hope that you guys actually listen to this call again and really just maximize the information here. We missed you all at Green Carpet. Please promise us that you guys are going to start building now for Conference 2016 because I assure you that if you want to go ambassador, you are not letting your people miss Conference. It is six boxes of wraps to go to Conference. Six boxes of wraps to get to Conference, okay? We start getting airfare as soon as we know when the dates are going to be. We can get airfare right away, but start putting that money away now, knowing that your airfare is going to be $300 or $400. No excuses. I want Team 212 to take up a huge section at Conference, and I want Cammie and Tiffany and Kyler to know that we are ambassadors. I love you all. Leanne loves you guys. God bless you every second, okay? And remember, we can't add days to our life, but we can absolutely add life to our days. We love you.